Welcome back to our last episode of our mini series as we read and reflect on Eager to Serve by Ray Galea. I've got Aaron sitting next to me on his phone.
Hey.
As we record our last episode, looking at the conclusion of the book and sharing some of our reflections as we've now read the whole thing and had some time to chat through it all. So we hope you enjoy.
Absolutely. Keen to summarize our reflections on the book and think about the conclusion, which was another banger.
It was.
Lots of gold nuggets in this book. If you haven't gotten out and bought it, go out, buy it. Definitely worth a read.
Huge recommendations. Well, Aaron, you've gotten to the end of this book. You were pumped for a very long time to read this and do this little mini series. What has been something that has stood out to you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited we've done this because I saw the book and thought this is going to be great for an in-person mini series, something different. I really love hearing people's stories on the podcast, but I thought it'd be cool for us to just to go that little bit further in reflecting. And what's really interesting about this book is that he's actually got stories of people who've gone into ministry throughout it. So there you go. They're basically doing a spy in their book. Where's our royalties?
I know they even used our Bible passage earlier.
Oh my gosh. So it just shows that it is really useful, isn't it, to hear someone's story. I've got some reflections, but before we jump into the reflections, is it okay if just generically speaking?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about our preamble already.
Just generically reflecting on the conclusion.
Yes, please take us away.
So the first part of his conclusion, he says this, "We've reached the conclusion of this book, but it's the beginning of your journey." Very ominous.
It is a bit.
But then he says it's time to take the next step in ministry, which is great. So he kind of brings his book to a close. And it's kind of like the final hoorah, the coach's final pep talk before he sends the team out.
That's right.
And I liked it. There were lots of good things here. So I could reflect on this for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, if we go heading by heading, the first part is the reiteration that it's an audience of one. How do you feel about that? Going into ministry where it feels like we're an audience of many people.
Yeah, that's huge. Just remembering it's just God's opinion that's all that matters. And that doesn't mean we should not care for people, but going back to that episode we did on obstacles, I think we spoke about people's opinions. And at the end of the day, I just think this is a helpful reminder for me just to care about what God thinks. And to let him be the number one test as to whether we're going to move forward in ministry.
Mm.
Obviously, we're going to listen to wise voices, but he should be the ultimate one.
That's right. And I feel like I've heard that so many times, but every time I'm retaught that it's about the audience of one, it strikes me every single time that I've just lost sight of that. Mm. I think it's really easy in our ministry journey to lose sight of who we're doing this for. So I found it a really helpful reminder as we've read through Ray's book and chatted over these last few episodes that, yeah, we're doing this for Jesus. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, it is. The other thing I loved about this conclusion was you spoke about the joy of raising up leaders and unleashing people for works of ministry beneath him. And it just reminded me how my hope is that through this podcast, more people will, our hope, not just mine, our hope is that more people will take that next gospel ministry step and that maybe even like crazily through this podcast, just it would play a small part in you taking that next step forward. And then we'd see this multiplication of people going into Bible college and people going into paid gospel ministry all across the country of Australia. So that was what came to mind when I read that. Got me excited.
Yeah, and I think it made me excited because that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to if I get to go back to uni ministry next year or in the near future, of just like, oh, what a privilege it is to get to raise up this next generation of leaders of God's church and grow them to know and love Jesus better. And I was like, that is such a great joy of Christian ministry. And I lose sight of that. Oh, this book has just reminded me of all the things I keep losing sight of. So yeah, I was thankful for that reminder.
Also cool how he said, or interesting how he said how he felt like his first few years after in his plant, he was like, oh, what am I going to do? What is this ministry? Because he hadn't done a church apprenticeship.
Oh, that's right.
Ministry apprenticeship. So he didn't know what he was doing. So I just found that interesting because that's quite, you know, vulnerable of him. And obviously you've done an apprenticeship, Sylv.
I
haven't.
Oh, that's true.
So that was just interesting for me to reflect on. I definitely see the value in doing apprenticeships, and that seems to come up as a key theme in this book.
Have we ever talked about why you didn't do one? Because that could be a future episode.
No, we haven't. Yeah, okay. we could talk about that.
Yeah, great.
But I just appreciate it again, Ray's honesty here, saying how, yeah, that probably would have helped. But how he said here that he would have liked to have done it to have developed a philosophy of ministry early. And hopefully by reflecting on this book together, we've all come to a clearer, including you and me, we've come to a clearer understanding of what ministry is.
Because
I'm not sure about you, but I've done this. It's definitely helped clarify things as I've spoken things out loud.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think something that I really liked in his little subheading there about keep the end in mind is he refers to this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. And it says, "For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy." And he's speaking about his brothers and sisters in Thessalonica. And I just think that is such an incredible reminder that we do this ministry for Jesus. We do this gospel work for God's glory, but we do it so that we get to see our brothers and sisters in heaven with us one day, all surrounding the Lamb on the throne. And so that's just such a cool verse as we head out and think further about our priorities, our motives, the obstacles, our worries that are getting in the way. If we just focus on our hope and our joy, which is in Jesus and actually in our people that we get to bring into the kingdom, that's just so cool.
And that quote at the end there saying that people are the heart of it all, and how that last line that we both really loved.
Oh, all right, you can say it.
Do you want to say it?
No, you go.
You go.
I did the Bible verse. I got God's word.
Well, he just ends with this banger line. People are never a means to an end. People are the end to the glory of God. How so often good. Do we? Yeah, it's profound, isn't it? How often do we treat people as a means? But they are the glory. And that's what Paul said. You know, my people, they're my glory and my crown. So even though sometimes people are people and hard to deal with sometimes, and but at the end of the day, they're the glory. What were your main takeaways from this book, Sylv, and from our reflections together?
Yeah, I think the two things that really stood out to me were prayer. Keep coming back to prayer. Every chapter ends with a prayer, and I think it's so rightly so, because everything we think about, everything that we were challenged by along the way and confronted with, we needed to take to the Lord in prayer. And so I found that reminder really helpful, particularly when we looked at the chapter on worry and how the opposite of worry is to pray. I think I just really need to hold on to that more and more as I start moving towards hopefully locking in some plans for next year. Is just to not worry, but to pray and to bring that to God, knowing that he hears and he answers. So that's definitely the first thing that stood out to me. I think the second was the emphasis on people. We do this gospel work for people, and I just need to hold on to that and remember that each and every person that I get to come in contact with are known and loved and cherished by God in a way that I will never understand, and in a way that I will never be able to do, but they are so precious, and I want to see them truly, deeply come to know the Lord Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. And so I think this book has just been really helpful in helping me see that that's a good and godly motive and a really helpful thing to hold on to as I journey into paid gospel work. So those were two things that really stood out to me. What about you?
That's great. I'm still processing it all. We've spoken about a lot, covered a lot of ground.
It's because we recorded all the episodes in one day, Aaron.
Or did we?
They'll be able to tell.
Was it over several weeks or months? They'll never know.
They know. They know.
One of the big takeaways I had was just, again, how joyful and amazing gospel ministry is. It is a real joy. It's just an amazing privilege to be set aside, and it's amazing joy to be his workers and co-workers, and we should continue to be thankful and to rejoice in the opportunity, in the people we have to serve, in the generosity shown towards us. There's such a cause for joy. And Paul seems to emphasize this as well, you know, rejoicing always, and seems to be a key theme of Philippians.
Yeah, there was a lot of joy in this book, actually. I don't know how much we got to talk about, but there was a lot of joy.
No, but when I zoom back, I think, yeah, there's so much stuff to be grateful for. And although ministry is hard at times, it is good just to remember, wow, this is great. And this is kingdom going out. Hallelujah. Praise God that's a part of this. So that was a big takeaway. And off the back of that, just clarity around what paid gospel ministry is, this book, I think, helped me to get that clarity. As you said, it's all about people and it's all about being freed up. And just as well, talking about how you use your time, it is going to be different to other types of professions. And we do want to take care of our soul, and how it's just, it is all about being freed up for that going out, and it just, yeah, how it does look different, and that's okay. So we don't need to freak out if we don't feel like, we still want to be productive, don't get me wrong. But because ministry is about people, it just means our metrics are different. And it means the way we go about things is going to be different.
Well, I think that brings us to the end, Aaron. I'm not sure there's really much more left to say. It's a good book.
Yeah.
It's been a real good journey to go through and read this and challenge each other as we've read it.
Yeah. And it's been good to be vulnerable and be honest, and we've gone to new depths.
We have.
Of vulnerability. Now, well, you're listening, you know us so much better, hopefully, now.
It's true.
So for better or for worse, thinking, who is this Aaron person? Who is this silver
person?
Who
is this guy?
Just ordinary people like you all on this journey. So thanks for listening. If you've been tuning in from the start, hey, thanks. It's been lots of fun. And if you've just listened to this episode, go back to the start, because you've missed out on the journey. You've got to go on the big journey with us.
That's right.
Because, there's been lots of twists and turns. So who knows, maybe we'll do another book mini-series. Let us know via Insta, via email. If you enjoyed this, we should do it again. Because thus far, we've just done stories, and the stories are really good. But if this has been helpful for you, let us know.
And definitely.
Encourage us to keep going. I reckon we should end in prayer, as we have in the last
Several episodes.
I think that's just been a good way to center our hearts and minds. And before we go there, though, any sort of final thoughts from you on this, on the book? Because, we're running good for time on this last episode. We're running really good.
I think my general recommendation is if you're thinking about paid gospel work, or you've written it off entirely, get this book and read it and properly reflect on the questions at the end and bring it before God, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by what he has to say to you, either by affirming to go into paid gospel work or affirming that you're not suited and you're one of the deed ministry people rather than the word ministry people. So yeah, my encouragement is just to have a read. It's a really easy read. It was short. I'm not someone who really makes it through cover to cover of a Christian book, but I did it. So anyone else can do it too.
Well done, Sylv. You got through a Christian book.
Thank you.
At Bible college.
One a year.
How do you do your assignments then?
Well, I don't need to read books cover to cover for my assignments. It's usually journal articles or chapters here or there.
So just the old skim.
Yeah, don't call me out on my assignments, Aaron. I've passed every single one, okay?
Very good.
We can't all be deep thinkers. I'm part of the body of Christ. I'm not exactly like you.
Who says I'm a deep thinker?
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
You already said it.
I kind of am.
All right. So let's pray.
Yeah, let's pray. What's coming up the back end of this year? What should we prepare people for in this land of Aspire?
I have absolutely no idea because we haven't had a planning meeting and Patty's been on the other side of the world for the last little while. So
too many red wines for Patty.
Depends on what you're thinking.
Us three. I reckon we'll have a couple more guests on towards the back end of the year. But yeah, we'd love to know who you would love to have on as guests. But yeah, keep an eye out. We're going to try and pump up back end of this year because as we get close to the end of the year, time's ticking. 2024? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
So 2024.
Next year, baby.
Come, one practical next step, come join us at Sydney Missionary and Bible College.
Well, join you. SMBC. I'll be gone.
Oh, you'll be gone.
Better be.
Now, of course, you could go to any other Bible college. You could go to more college. You could go to, and we've spoken about this. Now I'm going on a tangent.
You are going on a tangent.
Next steps, though, that you could be taking. And I just want to encourage you to, as we wrap this up, to think about that next step for 2024.
Mm.
Is it an apprenticeship? Is it talking to a mentor of yours at church and being like, can we just talk more about this?
Mm.
Is it talking to someone already at Bible college? Whatever that next step may be, just want to encourage you to go out and do it.
Yeah, and if you're the person who's already in ministry, maybe this is the time to tap someone on the shoulder who you've been meaning to talk to about their own journey and you haven't gotten around to it. So get amongst it.
So good. All right. It's time. Let's pray.
Let's. Are you going to go first?
All right. I'll pray. Pull over your car. Close your eyes. Don't crash your car.
Some people might be listening to this on a walk, Aaron.
On a walk? A look run. Into the trees.
Don't close your eyes if you're
measure
running.
Measure your spirit. Yeah, don't run into a passerby. Lord, we thank you so much for Ray Galea. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for this book. We bless him, God, right now, wherever he is. And we ask, Lord, that this book would push us forward in our ministry endeavors. We ask for those of us who are considering gospel ministry, would this really spring us to the next step in our journey? We pray that your Holy Spirit would be convicting us and pushing us forward now. And we pray for those already on the ministry trajectory. Sustain us, God. Give us great joy in the opportunity that this is to serve you, to serve your people. Give us great gladness of heart and just a great thankfulness. Would we be overflowing with thankfulness and generosity? And I thank you for Silva. Thank you for her insights as well in this journey. And we just pray, bless us and be with us as we pursue you. And we pray this all in your name. Amen.
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 So good.
See you next time.
Yeah, looking forward to the next series.
Next mini series. Should be fun.
Bye.